thanks. I don't think Sharon Stone is going to love having me on the show today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Basic Instinct 2 is just as bad as you may have imagined or feared.
Without further ado, why don't we start with that? Basic Instinct 2. Now, before you get into this, Sharon Stone seems like the only original cast member back. Am I right about that?
Yeah, she is the only original cast member back. However, she doesn't have all of her original parts.
All right, well, just by her being the only one coming back, that alone sets it up for disaster. But let's hear what you have to say.
It's Geely with nudity and sex. It's that bad. I'm serious. I don't think I've had this many laughs in a Rob Schneider comedy.
Let me ask you something, Willie, before you go on. Is this going to be something that hits the theaters for 1 week and then is gone?
Yeah, I've got a feeling it's not going to be around very long. It's just a movie that is so atrocious and dreadful, and I can't imagine there are a lot of people who are just dying to see it. The story is that, she's playing Catherine Tremell again, this murderous vixen author, and she's over in England, and she's been accused of murdering a big-time soccer star. So the court has appointed the psychiatrist, played by David Morrissey, to come in and investigate her and try to find out what her deal is. And, of course, she ensnares him in this mental and psychological sexual game that drives him mad with passion. And the problem is, you can't believe anybody would be driven mad with passion for Sharon Stone. You would just be mad. She really is just horrible in this movie. She's supposed to play this femme fatale, this irresistible woman, but she stomps through the movie like a Clydesdale. And then you throw in just all the problems with her physically, and you have to bring this up because she's supposed to be the most desirous woman ever. She's supposed to just, have men falling all over themselves to be with her in this movie. And I'm sorry, it looks like maybe she's had a little bit too much Botox to the face, so now she can't move her face and her mouth, and she can't really use all those to emote. Then, she's had some unfortunate, augmentation. Which is quite obvious to me and quite fake, and she could have used that money and thrown it into her hair, which looks like it was stolen off a Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, Willie, I just got to get off this movie right now. We're giving this zero waffles, I guess?
Yeah, zero waffles. Just a horrible story, horrible dialogue, horrible everything.
Is this the worst movie you've seen in the last year?
It is right up there. I think the worst one was Yours, Mine, and Ours.
All right, let's go to Ice Age, The Meltdown. This is the animated movie, of course, the sequel. You got Ray Romano and a lot of promotion on the American Idol show. How does this stack up to the original?
Well, it's not quite as good as the original, but I think it's still very entertaining. And you've got Ray Romano back playing Manny the Woolly Mammoth, and he's kind of a little depressed because he's afraid he might be the last woolly mammoth. There's no little female woolly mammoth out there to start a little woolly mammoth family. And all the animals have made their way south from the last movie. They've escaped the Ice Age. But now there's this fast-talking animal played by Jay Leno called Fast Tony, who tells them all, the ice is melting. We have to move down even further south to this boat that can save us, but we've only got 3 days to get there. And nobody's really sure if they can believe there's a boat there, but they can tell the ice is melting, so they got to do something. And the movie actually is very much dedicated to physical comedy, slapstick comedy. I think in that way, trying to appeal more to kids than it is to adults. There's some great, very fantastic sequences with Scrat, that kind of squirrel rat that you've seen in all the trailers and all the commercials, who's chasing after that nut. He's a lot like Wile E. Coyote. He's just willing to do anything to get that one thing that he treasures. Truly, Sisyphus has nothing on Scrat. And that really saves the movie. I think the rest of it is just okay. They have a little story where Ray Romano does meet another woolly mammoth, this one played by Queen Latifah, but she thinks she's a possum.
So how many waffles are we looking at here?
I'm going to say 2.5 waffles. I think it's entertaining enough. The big worry would be if you do have kids who are dying to see the movie, there's a lot of talk in here about other animals preying on other animals, and there's even a sequence where the vultures sing an ode to their favorite food, and you start to realize the food in this case would be the stars of our movie. Maybe that's a little creepy. So you have to be a little careful with the younger ones. I'd say maybe 8 and up are going to be pretty comfortable.
All right. So we got something for the kids and the family, it seems like. Let's move on to Slither. This, at first glance, you see the trailer the first time, looks like a horror movie. Then you watch it maybe like another 2 or 3 times on TV, and you see this is a little goofy. What's going on?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. It is a goofy kind of horror thriller story. spoof. And you've got Michael Rooker playing this guy, Grant, who gets into a fight with his wife, played by Elizabeth Banks, and he goes off one night to get a little drunk, frankly. And he meets up with someone, they go off into the woods, and there they discover these slug-like aliens have crash-landed on Earth. One of them takes over Michael Rooker's body and turns him into this monster who is going to kind of help them with their plan for world domination as he turns other people into his zombie lackeys. And it's a movie that really does kind of play on the cliches. It makes fun of them. It does try to be kind of silly and idiotic. And I really do like the star of the movie, Nathan Fillion, who plays kind of the city cop, the chief of police in this small little town, who is so funny just with his deadpan deliveries and oftentimes, you know, letting us know, yeah, I know this line's pretty stupid too, but, you know, laugh with me instead of laughing at me. So I'm going to say like 2.5 waffles for Slither. I think it actually works as a spoof.
All right. I saw Inside Man the other day.
Which I hope you loved.
I did love it. The story, at times, you know, you got to kind of step back and say, okay, there's a flash forward, and now you're back in real time. And, you know, the story gets a little convoluted at times, but not too terrible to follow. Very, very different and intriguing kind of bank robbery story. I did really, really enjoy it. I wanted to tell you that. And we also have a Brokeback Mountain coming out on DVD on Tuesday, and I assume that's going to be absolutely huge coming up in a couple of days.
You know, I would think so. I think, you know, Brokeback Mountain really, for me, was one of the best movies of the year last year. And I think now that it's coming to DVD, maybe a lot of people who were a little bit shy to check it out in the theaters, maybe they felt a little uncomfortable, will now get it and see it in their own homes where, you know, they can feel more comfortable and take in what I think might be the best love story of 2005, just not one that you normally would see.
I don't know that we really have time to talk about ATL. That's another new movie coming out for high school kids from the Atlanta suburbs trying to figure out what to do with their lives. In about 20 seconds, what do you think? Is it good, bad? Should people check it out?
You know, I would say 1.5 waffles for ATL. One of the problems with the film is you've got T.I. Tip Harris, who's a rapper who plays the lead, plays Rashad, who doesn't have much of an acting range. He has kind of like one face, and that's the face he uses when he's sad or when he's frustrated or when he's in love or with anything, when he's buttering his toast. It doesn't matter. So I think that hurts a little bit. But you know, you could see there's a good movie in here somewhere if somebody else had developed it and kind of did more with some of the actors.
All right, what do we got to look forward to next week there, Willie?
Well, next week, you know, we've got Lucky Number 11 with Bruce Willis and Josh Hartnett, and also Take the Lead with my man, Antonio Banderas.
Oh, very, very well done. All right, Willie, we will see you. Everyone log on to wafflemovies.com. That's Willie Waffle's site. It's got all your reviews of every movie that's been out recently and tons of DVDs from the past number of years. Wafflemovies.com, real simple. And we have all the interviews you've ever done on the morning show page at island94.3.com so they can hear your reviews live and in person. All right, Willie?
Hey, sounds good. I guess there's no denying it now, is there? There's a record.
We have a true love affair going on here, Willie. All right. We will see you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week.